they watched him for 6 days. Wouldn't even kill him. Because that day they stupid, marching around here singing songs and hymns and stuff. But the Bible said on the seventh day when you do your march, he said, I want you to shout. And he said, the wall's going to come down, the city is yours. And they did just that. They did that. And they took the city. See, some things that you see, that's why the Bible says again, faith is what? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, they couldn't even see with all those armed soldiers, them having that city. But the man of God said, we're going to do what God said do. And when they did it, the walls came down and the enemy was compounded. They probably just gave up. And God wants us to do the same thing, to step out and walk on the water, say.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
All right, T, here we go. Cause see, we just want to let the devil know that the saints of the Most High God are making a come up. You see, no longer will we just accept these generational curses and demonic attacks. And we hereby shall notice that we're taking back our families and we're taking back our homes and churches. And you might as well get ready, devil, cause we come to take the city.
The time has come to take a stand, declare the truth to every man, yeah. Is wrong. It's time to get it on. There's no more time for playing games. Get ready for change. God's about to do a new thing. He's coming through your dry places, sending light of rain. Get ready for change. God's about to rearrange things. He's raising up a nation that will not be afraid to take the
Good day to
let's take the city, y'all.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, saints and friends, the preacher.
In the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers, the Bible says that Moses sent out 12 spies. He said for you to go out and spy out the land and see how it is. Now, it amazes me how 12 different men can go to the same place, see the same thing, and come back with conflicting reports. Ah, because the scripture says when Moses questioned the spies that they said that there were Hittites there, and there were Jebusites there, and there were Amorites there. They said the land was flowing with milk and honey, but there were just too many enemies. Ah, but I like what Caleb has to say, because the scripture says that Caleb had another spirit. He said, let us go over and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Now, in the first chapter of the book of Joshua, we find that Moses goes off the scene, and it begins the Joshua generation. Ah, but God tells him one thing. He says that wherever your foot shall tread, I've given it to you as a possession. Oh, we don't have to wait till the battle is over. We can shout now that God has given us the city.
I was to die for. you thought I was to die for. You sacrificed your life so I could be free. Hallelujah.
If y'all feel like standing up, come on. I want you to know the blood rushes to the place that hurts the most. Are you living in chaos and everything is going wrong? Is your heart hurting, aching, and all your hopes are gone? Well, are you still it's getting harder, harder to pray? Are you beginning to wonder about the prayer you prayed yesterday? Seems like the answer is never coming, and you're just barely hanging on. It's yours, 'cause the blood rushes to the place
that hurts the most.
Now listen to this. Jesus.
said, wait on the Lord. He said, renew your strength. And when you wait on him, he'll make things all right. When you wait on him, he'll bring that wandering child back home. When you wait on the Lord, he'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. Have you ever experienced in your life when you asked the Lord to spare a sick loved one's life and they died anyhow? Well, what you need to do is have faith in God and realize that God does not make mistakes. I know he doesn't. He deals with patience. Somebody came to me one day, said, Sister Shirley, I've been asking God for me for a long time. I thought I had what I wanted. What do I do when I name him and claim her? And somebody else walks down the aisle with them. Told them, don't worry about it. He wasn't yours, no how. I'll give you about 2 weeks. She'll want to throw him back. What do I do, Shirley Ann, when I go to the car lot and name and claim a car and somebody else drives off in it? Well, that's not the only car they made. Wait on. Good God Almighty, what do? When I lay my hands on a house, God told me he'd give me the desires of my heart, and somebody else moves into it. Let me tell you what to do. Don't lose no sleep over that house. I heard the Lord say, I've got another building. I got another house for you. If you can just wait on the Lord. That's what I did. I made up in my mind I had to wait on the Lord. So what you need to do is do like I did and purpose in your heart and say this: I'm gonna wait on the Lord. My blessings are on the way. Say, he said he put no more on me than I'd be able to bear. And whenever I need a friend, I can call him and he'll be right there. If I can light myself in here, he'll give me the desires of my heart. I won't worry, I complain, I fret, I cry. I let God do his job. Yeah.
I'm gonna wait on the Lord.
Keep on waiting.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
High, be lifted high.
Come on,
touch. Jesus, we live.